Tonight's episode, Abby answers that time-honored question, when choreographing a dance for a bunch of teen girls, what should the theme be? Polygamy obs! Stay tuned, we're covering it all tonight.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
All right, everybody, thank you. We have a super fantastic episode tonight. We are talking Dance Moms season 7 episode 9, Battle of the Blondes. I'm Pam Gross. You can find me all over the internet at Pamela Gross Jill, and say hello to the lovely lovelies.
Hello. My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
All right.
My name is Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much and welcome to the show. We are all bursting at the seams to talk about tonight. We've got a lot going on, so we are going to dance on into it. We'll start off with Pyramid. No surprise, Maisie was the bottom of the pyramid. She did not dance last week. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about Maisie's pyramid showing?
I mean, there wasn't much to...
Yeah, to judge off of.
I guess.
After that was Kalani, which was a bit of a shock just because Abby loves Kalani, but...
Yeah. And we all love Kalani.
We all love Kalani. Kalani, join us, please. We want you on the show. And then Ileana was also on the bottom of the pyramid.
I think Ileana is a really good dancer. I think it pushes her to be on the bottom a little more.
I agree. Yeah. I think she's a stand. I think I enjoy personally watching her more than Lily to some extent. Mm-hmm. Ileana,
she has more character.
Yeah, she gives a lot.
But Ileana is younger and also very good.
She's cute, she's really good, and she pops those tricks.
I think she'll get to Ileana's level. There's a 2-year age difference.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. So then we're moving right up to Nia. This middle, it seemed like there wasn't a lot to say. They were just sort of filling out the middle of the pyramid.
Yeah.
None of them really did anything wrong, but nothing outstanding. Then we had Cameron, Bryn, and Kendall. Although Abby did say, and I thought this was exciting for Kendall, that Kendall had a breakthrough performance. They focused on her they highlighted her spot in the Grave Digger or 6 Feet Under performance, and Abby said that Kendall really stood out. So that's good for Kendall.
Yeah.
And then on the top,
Lily.
Who well was deserved. Well deserved. Yes, good job, Lily. She's round of applause. Yeah.
She is.
Her performance now is her time. Was so good.
She was really great.
I'm still not over the feet over.
Yeah,
her
me
head
neither.
Thing. I'm like, that's not natural.
Yeah.
And we kind of see that tonight too.
Yeah. We'll get there.
That's
really specialty. It should be named after her.
It should. That's like the Lily.
The Lily trick.
The Lily spin. Okay, so then after the pyramid, Abby goes right into giving out the solos. She says that there's going to be 4 dances at the competition. They are headed this week to San Diego for the Dream Competition. And now, just a reminder, we are 3 weeks away from Nationals. So stakes is high for everything that's going on right now.
It's literally the Battle of the Blondes this weekend.
I just
got the episode title. Just got it. I'm like,
are you sure you're not blonde, Becca?
I'm sure.
Just having a blonde moment.
Yeah, sometimes.
Any color hair can have a blonde moment.
It is true.
It is true. So the solo, the first solo she announces is to the Pyramid Top Girl. And that's Lily.
Yeah.
So Lily's getting a solo that was styled as an open dance, which I'd never seen before. I guess that's just a mixture of dance styles that was called Route 66.
It was cute.
It was really cute.
It was cute.
We'll get into that later.
Let's save that. So then Bryn is assigned a solo called Botched. Now, for Bryn, the stakes here, for Lily, well, we'll go back to Lily. So for Lily, it's really staying on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, Abby's...
Yeah.
Thing is, where can you go from the top? Only down.
Yeah.
So Lily has a lot to prove by staying at the top, which is hard for a little girl. What is she? Especially how old is Lily? Like seven?
Yeah,
she's like a little kid. I mean, she's little.
Yeah, mm-hmm. she is. It reminds me of the little like gymnasts who were like,
yeah,
when I was in gymnastics, who were that age, like doing like bat flips on balance and stuff.
And that's another reason Abby loves it. She's like, I love this kid. She doesn't talk.
Well, yeah. And because at that age, they basically just do everything because you don't have fears, really. Like, you don't have the mind that develops those irrational fears at that age.
You're not self-conscious yet. There's not a lot of...
Yeah, you don't overthink it.
Yeah. You're not in your head psyching yourself out. You're just like, okay, I'll do what you tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary on the chat.
Oh, hey, Mary on the chat. Hey. So the next solo was given to Brynn. And with Brynn leading up to nationals, what Abby really wants to see is a lot of face. That's what she's criticized Brynn for, you know, throughout. Although she clearly loves Brynn and Brynn's a phenomenal dancer, that has been Brynn's Achilles heel.
And she did that tonight.
And she did.
Yeah, which she showed a lot of emotion.
Yeah. Brynn did awesome. And then the group dances this blushing bride dance. And then, not to have just a regular episode where we're not given a new dancer, in comes Jane.
Yes.
So we have Jane joining the group tonight. What did you guys think? First impressions of Jane?
She didn't speak much.
She didn't speak much.
She's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, she just kept on repeating. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean...
And did
she
you,
seems nice.
Yeah.
Well, do you think that she is going to be or would be, if she remains, a good counterpart to Brynn?
I think she'd fit in well with the team because I think they do need another blonde.
What about Maisie, though? When they said that, I'm like, well, what about Maisie? Then what's Maisie there for?
I kind of see, like,
the height difference.
Yeah, the height difference. Yeah. I
it's
see
a little
it,
awkward.
And I do think that Jane fits better with the other girls more than Maisie, just because of the height. But I mean, they're both talented, so
okay. I think Jane, we didn't see a ton of like what she has to offer dance wise or her personality so my first impressions, just based on what we saw, are she's really beautiful and she definitely did a good job in the group dance, but I don't really have a lot of insight beyond that. So Abby starts off by saying she is sort of planning on giving Jane a solo, and what I do think is a red flag is that Mother of Jane's is already starting out pretty aggressively, or at least they're making her appear that way.
I feel like that's part of the audition process for this show, though.
Yeah.
It's like, is your mom insane? Like, great, you're a good dancer, but, like, does your mom have the potential to, like, have outbursts and stuff on the show?
Right.
Great, you're on.
And is she aggressive?
We gotta have good TV. Yeah, I mean, you can't, you know, who wants to watch a bunch of moms
nice
that get along
mom
well? No one. So, yeah, that's definitely, she seemed to be asking questions. So, like, is Jane gonna have a solo? Is Jane gonna be here next week? Prematurely, from what we know as watching Abby, what do you guys think? Was she just sticking up for her child, or do you think she was being a little forward with the pushing?
I mean, don't all the moms, they're always curious. They're like,
yeah, all the moms are always trying to push for their
child.
So
it's gonna try and get a solo.
They're all fighting for them. You know, they all want them to have a solo, but it's understandable because they want to get out there. You know,
yeah,
so very true.
Well, then Maisie's mom made the colossal mistake of using the D word, deserves, with Abby. She said she deserves to be in the group number because Abby
dessert
had her.
I was like, D-
the D
dessert
word, brrr, which for Abby
no,
is
I heard
deserves
dessert.
Oh, dessert. Another good D word, but not the one in question. So they were doing the blushing bride, and Maisie's mom, what, Stacy? That Maisie's
no,
mom?
No, that's Liliana's
mom.
Yeah, that's mom.
Oh, Liliana. What is Maisie's mom's name?
Jamie.
Okay, so
Ring, yeah.
Jamie asks, it's hard to keep up when there's new moms.
Coming in
episode
and out, yeah.
So Jamie says, is Maisie going to be in the dance? And Abby says, I'll let her learn it and practice with them, but I reserve the right to take her out. And I did think she was right. Maisie does look little. She didn't look in place there. And Abby said it's 25% you're dancing and 75%
but, and I think it was fair for Abby to say I could take her spot, like, if, you know, it comes to that, because when we were watching them rehearse, Macy kind of looked like she didn't catch on to the dance.
You know,
like she would kind of be late, or like there was a part where she forgot. So I was like, I mean, Abby's kind of right in wanting to kind of take her out, you know? So.
Yeah, 100%. And it's true that, you know, there's definitely, this is TV and there's producers, but as an audience member of the TV show, we can only make these assessments based on what we're given. So they might not always be accurate. They might be manipulated for TV, but it did look that way, whether they were cutting it that way. Go ahead, Becca.
I was just going to say, I think we just need to find a girl who's like in between the heights of the the juniors and Maisie.
Right. Because Jane, who's great, is also on the super tall end. So if Maisie was a little taller, unfortunately.
Or just somewhere in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle. But then Abby, fully, you gotta love this. No bullshit. Excuse me. Abby totally cops to giving Maisie this hip-hop solo, which she does next, because Maisie has a hip-hop solo that's on
viral.
YouTube that got over 1 million hits.
Yeah.
And Abby says there's no shame in her game. She admits right off the bat that she's like, this is great for my L.A. studio. In L.A., they want hip-hop. This girl can do hip-hop. So
which
she gives her the solo.
It's all about promoting, you know?
So I think that's kind of cool that she admitted it instead of pretending she wanted to give Maisie a chance to reveal herself or something. She just said,
yeah,
she was straight up about it.
Yeah.
She was like,
based off of this show, I feel like the studio isn't known for hip hop, so it kind of gives them a better reputation when it comes to hip hop dancing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess if you're thinking a majority of professional dancers, I would guess the bulk of work is doing videos and stuff and dancing for singers, and that's a lot of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because this industry, a lot of it is hip-hop, and dancers are...
Mm-hmm. Right. You know. Getting out there and doing lyrical is probably not as...
I mean, there's both. There's both, but...
You have to be diverse.
Yeah. So I think that's what Abby's also trying to do, is get her studio to be more diverse and do different types of dances.
Yeah.
So then we're going into rehearsal, and Brynn's doing great. Abby's telling her she's got this gauze, and she really wants to see her emote when the gauze comes off. Lily's doing her thing. Maisie's looking good, but then Maisie's throwing up. Maisie's sick. We don't know what's going on with Maisie. What did you think of that?
I mean, I didn't get it. Was she sick, like, did she have the flu, or was her stomach hurting? That's what I didn't get, because the moms are like, she might be contagious, and I was like, I mean, if your stomach hurts, I don't think that's contagious, but if you have, like, the flu or something, then, okay, that's totally different.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't that clear, but...
What do you think, Becca?
Don't bring your child to practice when they're sick, don't bring them to school when they're sick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Don't go to school when you're sick, don't go to practice, insist on staying home, because that's how it spreads, kids.
Yep.
Well, we have a few things to look at here. Maisie clearly gets really frazzled by Abby. She was saying, you know, I always have it. I guess she got extra rehearsal time. Abby gave her the music, and she was screwing up. She was forgetting the dance. Was it nerves? Jamie said she hadn't eaten, or was she sick? I don't know. They never made it clear.
Yeah, they never did.
Yeah.
I mean, if I were in that position, or any of their positions, I think I would fall under the pressure of Abby and be like, nope, can't dance anymore.
Yeah. So, but yeah, you only have, especially with Maisie, who's sort of a guest spot.
Yeah.
You've got your one shot. That's a lot of pressure. However, I guess that's Abby's method, is if you can't step up when the pressure's on, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen, you know? That's the way it is as a professional, but we'll get there. And then we sort of glossed over, which we need to talk about, freak out of the night. For sure goes to Ashley, who it really seemed like just heard part of that conversation and let it all go wild. A reminder, Ashley, Brynn's mom, came storming in, screaming at Jane's mom about saying that Brynn couldn't act.
I think I think that was rational freak out, though.
Totally, but I kind of felt bad for that woman because she really just said she will to Abby. She wasn't like, that kid can't even date. You know, she didn't.
It wasn't
start
like a straight
it.
Insult, you know? I think Ashley kind of was like too into her face, like on her face. And I was like, that's just going to start more drama if she would have, I don't know, maybe came in more. Like, so like, I don't know. I just felt like it was a little bit overdramatic.
But. She came in guns a-blazing and said, you said my kid, you know, can't act. Not entirely what happened.
I mean, I just think that she wants to stick up for her kid, and she doesn't want her kid's self-esteem to be torn down by other moms, and she's just worried about that first and foremost.
Which is understandable, especially after all the other moms were criticizing her.
So. And she's pretty rational. I think, unfortunately, that Jane's mom got a little set up in that scenario, whether on purpose or accidentally. Like
a lot of set up by producers. We talk about this while watching a lot. Yeah.
And even really by Abby. Wonder. If Abby said to me, you know, do you like her dress about something? And I was like, no. It's not the same as me going, look at that ugly dress. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think she was kind of led into saying that to defend Jane. Like, can Jane do this? Yes. She's going to say yes. She can She can do it.
Because that's her daughter, too. She's not going to say, oh, no, my daughter can't do that. Then why is she there? You know? She's not going to say that.
Yeah. Well, fortunately, because I do think Ashley is usually really rational, the next day you could see how much cooler heads prevailed. Mm-hmm. Like, the mom was like, you know, I didn't say anything, but that was a little intense. And Ashley was like, yeah, sorry, I'm just sick of... Like, it was
I'm just
much
sick
more
of people knowing my child.
Yeah, she was like, you know, they seemed like neither of them seemed...
Like, they kind of understood
up.
Each other
up.
About
right.
it. Yeah.
It was like the next day, it was the heat of the moment. They seemed fine the next day. It wasn't like a lasting battle is going on now between those moms. Yeah. Good for them. Yeah. Good job,
conflict
dance moms.
Resolved.
Exactly. Talking
conflict
out.
Resolved in an adult way.
Yeah. So, shall we move on to the competition?
We shall.
There's so much fun stuff to talk about. This was a really fun episode with a lot going on.
I liked the teaser at the end, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah. Don't jump ahead. Don't get there. Okay, so we're in San Diego. This was especially fun to watch because they just sort of jumped to their dances, which was cool. There wasn't a lot of BS going on in between.
I feel like they focused a lot on the dances this week.
They did.
I'm very happy about that.
So let's start with Brynn doing her solo, which was a lyrical solo called Botched. Based on the TV show, so sort of indicating plastic surgery with the gauze. What do you guys think?
I liked the costume a lot. I thought the headpiece was really cool. It kind of set up the dance and the mood of the dance, the tone. And I think Brynn's acting was really good.
Mm-hmm. I think she gave a lot of face and emotion, and it even made Abby cry. Uh-huh. So that means she got an A+.
That was A+. Agreed. I thought she was phenomenal. I thought
it was very beautiful.
One of the best Brynns we've seen. I did think she did it. She nailed it with acting. Mm-hmm. Her face. She pulled it out. I thought it was beautiful, challenging, amazing. I just wrote, wow, good acting. Abby's crying, wow.
Abby's crying, wow.
Just wow. Good job for Brynn.
From the moment that she took off the, what was it, like the gauze type of
the
scarf,
gauze.
It's like... Her face
she
was
did.
So emotional, and it was so good.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a great dance. She acted. I think she did everything she could have done. I don't think she could have done anything
She's perfect.
Better. She was great. So moving on to Lily with her Route 66 dance. What did you guys think?
I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute.
I agree. I thought it was really cute. It had the... the little baby faces, which is cute. Good tricks, but she did those tricks last week.
I felt like it was repetitive, but like different. I also thought different competition.
Different judges.
It's okay.
It's a different. Mm-hmm. New chance to show off that trick.
Most girls do the same dance at every competition. Yeah. Not bad on her. She's exceptional. She's 7. She's phenomenal. New dance, but having seen
that before.
She did that, those amazing, mind-blowing tricks last week. So seeing it again wasn't as amazing and mind-blowing. They are amazing and mind-blowing, but the two things that stood out, that wheel around the world with mm-hmm. your body,
yeah.
and the, like, exorcist back where she's seems like she has no joints.
Does
she did those
joints?
Again. She might not. She did those again. So they were amazing. They were amazing again, but I think for the viewers, us seeing it again, it was like, that was really good, but we got to see those wow moments last week.
I think when I'm watching Liliana dance, that what makes her dances so amazing is I'm like, wow, she's seven. Like, I could have, like, there's not many seven-year-olds out here who could do this, what she's doing right now on stage.
And a lot of the moms are saying, like, she didn't really have that much technique, but I was like, look at her. Like, look at all her tricks. And I was like, she has technique. Like,
she's incredible. I mean, the dance was a lot of tricks as opposed to mm-hmm. ballet mm-hmm. where you're doing technique, like pointed feet and stuff. But I thought she was perfect. You know, I thought she was incredible. Maisie. So Maisie solo. Hip hop. I'm alive.
Maisie.
What do we think of Maisie?
Amazing.
Amazing.
I wanted to start dancing. I wanted to get up and start doing the hip hop.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so good.
I thought that's one of the best hip hop routines that they've had on the show ever.
They have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Agreed. She crushed it. I was nervous because of her performance in rehearsals that she would get out there
and freeze
or draw blank or screw something up. And she was phenomenal.
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her energy.
And her little
energy
muscles.
Really, yeah.
Did you see? I was like, whoa, Maisie.
I think if they do a group hip hop routine again, she deserves to be the lead of it.
So. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see that. A group hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Well, they tried it once.
It didn't turn out well.
It was pretty weak sauce.
But with her at the top.
Yeah, with her leading.
Yeah, with her leading.
She did this one move, if you guys out there are watching and you know what it's called, where she fell back and then split into
the back
a
handspring
circle.
Thing into
No,
like,
it wasn't. It was like a drop, circle split. Like split
then
wrap around. Like she literally did a split. Like these were her legs and they came around and up.
It was kind of like she was going to do a backflip.
Yeah, it
looked
like she was going to.
Uh-huh, and then she just
It was
fell
amazing.
On.
Like it was.
That was. Yeah.
It was like a dead drop with a straddle
move. That was cool.
It was really bad to the bone. She was great. Surprised me. I was not expecting that from her.
I was not expecting
that
either. Yeah. So good.
Good job, Maisie.
About Lily's routine, Starbucks Girl, which I love the name. Same.
Yeah.
Says Ashley is wrong. She's not cute. She has great technique about Liliana.
Okay.
So.
Agree.
I agree.
Yeah,
she has good technique.
I think Ashley was just, you know, kind of talking smack. She was just saying, if you're just going to go out and be precious, that's one thing, but to really dance. And yes, Brynn is an adult. She's or not an adult, but she's not a little child. She dances at a more mature level.
Yeah.
It is more challenging. I think that's what Ashley was trying to say, but she said it in a little more smack talking way.
Yeah, she kind of just said, because Lily is cute, you know, she's going to win all of them, but she does have technique that she puts into her dances, so.
Yeah. Yes, she certainly does, but that's, you know, mom talk, I think. Yeah.
And the move that Maisie did is her signature move, apparently.
Oh, okay.
According to Mary,
does anyone
it's like
know
her signature
what it's
move.
Called, what that's called, because that was crazy to watch.
That was.
Yeah. That was good.
The group dance.
Yeah.
Jasmine.
Okay, so group dance. We're doing it, Jasmine. We're there.
Yeah,
so
we're talking about group dance. We love it, too.
All right, we do love it. Okay,
I love
we'll talk about it,
petals.
Jasmine. All right, group dance, Blushing Brides. First comment, amazing. Second comment I have, and then I'll turn it over, is Kalani also turned it out.
Kalani.
They scared us because she was like, uh-huh, sorry, in rehearsals. And Abby was like, if she goes out there and does that with her face, we're not going to win. Kalani, like, really acting.
Never lets me down.
I know,
Kalani's a star.
Because in the during the practice, you know, she kind of seemed a little, like, down. Like, she wasn't really kind of getting into the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And then once competition hit, she's
bam.
Like, bang, bang, bang. And I was like, ooh. Yeah. Like, I was not expecting that from her.
Yeah. The group dance was phenomenal. I thought they got a perfect score, we have to say, mm-hmm. which I don't remember ever happening again.
Yeah, I never remember.
Yeah, I've never seen them say you guys got a perfect score. They did dance as a unit flawlessly to the point where I couldn't tell anyone apart, which I guess is good in a group dance. I was trying to see.
I was trying to see, too. I was like, whoa, wait, am I supposed to, like, see the dancers?
Yeah.
I feel like there were also a lot of, like, wide shots.
Yeah.
In the dance this week, which I like.
And the pedals were distracting, but in a good way.
Yeah, yes. I love the pedals.
Yeah. I loved the pedals. I loved their dresses. I don't think it matters at all, but the polygamy plot didn't come through to me.
That's what people were saying.
Yeah, I don't either.
That they were meant to be marrying the same guy.
Yeah,
Kim
just said the same thing.
Okay, Kim, I agree. Yeah, it didn't come through at all, which, again, guess it doesn't matter. But, I didn't
really see that
it
either.
It just looked like, almost like bridesmaids celebrating.
It just looked like a bunch of, like, flower petals on the stage. And girls in dresses.
Yeah,
bridesmaids.
Yeah, bridesmaid dress color. It was a lovely dance. It didn't bother me, but, yeah.
It was good, yeah.
Okay, so moving on to awards. Brrr. Okay.
Good awards.
So, we had the judge announce the top three overall for the solos, which was nerve-wracking and scary, because I thought, uh-oh, what if...
And because Abby said if they didn't all place, they were not going to nationals.
Yeah.
So like,
So, third place, overall, Brynn. What?
Yeah, I was confused.
Third?
I think first and third personally should have been switched, but... Also, I can see it both ways.
I think second and third should have
been. Second and third, okay.
See, that's where... Okay, so second place.
Me too, maybe.
Then we have... No.
I think first and third.
Oh, I think... Okay, well, let's do it, and then we'll say the order we think it should be. So third place on the bottom, we have Brynn. Then on second place, we have Maisie with her hip-hop routine. First place was Lily with her Route 66.
Yeah.
Okay, order you think it should be in.
I understand why Lily got first. I think just because in the judges' perspective, it's probably the same as, like, my perspective. Like, wow, that's, like, a little 7-year-old doing all this on stage.
Right.
She's dancing like she's, like, 10 years old. So, in their mind, she's like, okay. Yeah, first place, obviously.
What would you write? If you could rewrite the order.
But I thought Brynn's dance was incredible, and I wouldn't have complained if Brynn was first and Lily was third.
So you would like Brynn first, Maisie second, Lily third.
I think Maisie got second just because of the hip-hop thing, mostly.
Right.
Because hip-hop... is, I feel like, a little bit more rare at these competitions.
Okay. Like, you think that hip-hop made her place higher or lower because it...
Higher.
Higher.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I think Maisie should have gone in first.
Okay.
Then second, Brynn. And then Lily third. Because I was very, very, very... I really liked Maisie's dance. I think she was my favorite, and but I would be okay if it was like Brynn first, then Maisie, and then Lily. Like, I wouldn't have mind either of them too, but I think I would have liked Maisie to be first.
And Kim, yes, we agreed that awards are better with Tony as an MC.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Tony is a host here, so yep.
Okay. How does he MC?
He's the
one that announced
it.
Oh, that's awesome. He was last week.
Yeah.
Oh well. Yeah. That was great. That was a good announcer. This one wasn't. But okay.
She was all right.
We all agreed that they were all great. I agree with you, Karina, 100%. I would like it. I would have liked. I thought Maisie was outstanding. I thought she should have been first place.
Yeah.
I thought she did what we don't see ever. At least, on these competitions, I thought Brynn knocked it out of the park. And I thought Lily was really great. But I thought those two girls really were outstanding more than that. But I'm happy all around.
And I get what you're saying about Lily and, like, how the judges would see, oh, she's a 7-year-old. Yeah. Now. I think in my perspective, it was just that, like, we saw that last week, like we said, so that's the only reason why I would see her.
Which is why, as Watcher Carter and Mary on the chat are saying, that, like, I think the age brackets come in handy.
Yeah.
Because it kind of separates the cuteness
the
effect.
The girls and the women. Yeah, it's the called, little girls from the big girls.
Yeah. It's the cuteness effect is real.
It is real.
It's definitely real. I've been to enough gymnastics competitions to know that.
It is real. Imagine if you went to a dog show and they had, like, a little teeny puppy versus a dog. Like, yeah. Like, oh, the puppy. You're going to pick the puppy, you know? Puppies are cute.
Although I like old dogs, too.
Yeah, well.
Like little grandpa dogs.
Okay, well, like, you know, they should dance with dogs. Like, yeah, they should bring puppies in. Right, the big girls should just carry puppies.
They then should dance with puppies.
To even out the cute factor, just carry puppies. Right, then the bigger girls can be cute. Yes.
I know.
Abby, they should have done that this
take
week.
Take note, yeah.
They should have, like, copied the bridesmaid thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
Blushing brides with puppies.
That would have been so cute.
Next time. So now on to awards for the group dance. And they got, as we mentioned, the perfect score with, the drum roll, we already talked about it. They got the perfect score, blush and bashful. So we are now, what is this, the sixth straight win in a row?
Is it six?
Something like that. Something big.
It's either fifth or sixth. I think it's sixth.
Fourth, fifth, or sixth, I think.
I think it's sixth. I think that it was four, and then it was five.
Because I remember that. Yeah. They had four, but then they lost one.
That's how it counts.
But yeah, I think that this is six. Well, we'll have to, if you guys know for sure if this was it, let us know.
Let us know in the chat.
And then, so then let's talk about after the show and after the awards. I think also, in concurrence with us and what we said, I think that the moms were a little nervous, like that little one beat Brynn. But I think Abby was thrilled with Brynn's dance.
No,
that
Abby
she cried
was
at.
Really thrilled.
Yeah, I don't
she
think.
She came up and, like, gave her, like, 500 hugs.
Yeah.
And overall, it was a win for Abby because all of her dances placed, you know, all of them.
Yeah.
Third, second, first, and then the group. So it's. It's a win for her.
Yeah, she gave, like, a horse racing quote. I don't remember, but, like...
Yeah, she was like, it's like a horse race for second, third.
Yeah, so that really was phenomenal, and I think it was really good that, despite not winning, she gave Brynn props, because Brynn did do what she was directed to do with her acting, and she did, you know, and I think Abby even said it was a standout performance for all three of those girls. It was game-changing. So then they go back in the room. She's thrilled. They won. And Jane's mom, of course, piping up, says, is Jane going to be here next week? And Abby says, no. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I kind of think Abby should start really picking all the girls that she wants to take to nationals, because the more that they all practice together, the better that they will be, and the more that they will win. So I think her bringing in all of these different girls, it's kind of like, make up your mind, you know?
Yeah.
Like, she was good. I think they blended, like you said, they all blended well. So I was like,
I wonder if the producers had, like, less say in everything and Abby had more say, which dancer she would pick to stay on the team out of the dancers that they've kind of auditioned this season.
Yeah.
Because they've auditioned quite a number of dancers who are, they're like, no, we're going to try out new people next week. And I'm like, okay.
Okay. Yeah, and she, Abby inferred in some comment somewhere that they made her get rid of someone she wanted.
Yeah, Daviana.
Oh, is that who she was referring to?
Oh, yeah.
Daviana. Ooh. Okay. Because Daviana, she has gotten rid of some great additions to the team. It seems like even the moms, who are pretty hard to please, were like, what? What are you looking for then?
Yeah.
Keep this girl. She's a great addition to the team. We got a perfect score.
Yeah.
Like, what more could you want?
And
you know?
Abby said, when you get a perfect score, you go back and rehearse more.
That's true. Yeah, that
is. It is true. But
I think
is,
they should practice with the same people.
Yeah.
So
I think she should bring back Daviana and keep Jane.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
And it does beg the question, what are you looking for?
Yeah.
Because you had a perfect scoring team and you're still mixing it up. So, you know.
Maybe she just hasn't seen that spark. But I mean,
the chemistry, like with the girls, with the team.
Yeah.
If a dancer falls in the woods, does Abby hear it? I don't know. Well, let's go on to, because there's a lot to talk about, not just predictions, but predictions. We'll sort of merge predictions and rumors and gossip.
Yes.
Upcoming predictions.
Which there's a lot of rumors and gossip after that.
Yeah. After Buzz TV predictions.
Okay, prediction time.
Yes.
Ooh, okay. So take it away. What are your predictions, Becca?
I mean, I think the way it's looking right now, that Nationals is looking like a win for them. Also, I'd love to see Chloe back on the team. I've been waiting to say that this whole time.
Jane, do you think Jane will be there next week or no?
No. I mean, probably not, but I hope that, like, for the upcoming weeks, she kind of brings all the dancers and makes a decision of who she's going to keep to go to Nationals. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm hoping to see. And yes, I want Chloe back
too. Okay, so everybody, should we just cut to the chase and talk about Chloe? Well, let's real quick talk about, so it's hard to, and this is all public knowledge, we don't want to spoil anything. We know that there was a sentencing trial on the 20th, which was last Friday. We know that there's another one on February 24th. It's hard to get a straight story about next season. Mm-hmm. We're hearing it didn't get renewed. We're hearing it did. If you guys have any insider knowledge that you want to share with us, there are some mixed reports.
Yeah, I think they haven't officially announced anything, but
if Chloe's back, I think it should get renewed.
Well, I mean, we would all love to see Chloe. She said a very cryptic thing about, this is the last time I'm going to see the Pittsburgh studio.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah.
I was like, isn't it still open? Or are you tearing it down?
You can't ever go and visit, even if she sells it or something? Like, why is it the...
Is it closing down and she's just staying in LA now?
I don't know.
Oh, I want to see next week already.
Yeah, so then we did see the... So Abby's legal troubles, We don't know how that's going to affect everything, and Chloe. So we got it teased. We know Chloe's coming back at some point. We don't know what her role will be, but it was heartwarming to see the girls seeing her. I mean, they were like, is this a dream? They were so happy.
Yeah, that was cute.
It was really cute.
I was like, what is happening? This looks like a different show. But then I was like, oh my God, Chloe. Real quick, Mary says that she thinks the producers want the show to move on with the girls and Chloe to season 8, but maybe without Abby.
Really?
Which...
Really? Yikes. Okay, so is that just a theory? Okay, a theory. Okay, that could be, there's already a spinoff now that's airing after Dance Moms, which is like with the choreographers. It's sort of the same girls, but looking at how they more dance focused. So they might be setting up, you know, it's really, I don't know. Abby keeps posting cryptic things on her own social media. We'll have to check out what the girls are saying.
Yep.
Everyone's pretty tight-lipped at this point. Maybe they don't know yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Abby did announce she hadn't gotten a formal offer, so I don't know
where the show stands.
I think it's still out in the tape. Like, it's still out.
And maybe she herself doesn't know. She has a sentencing hearing on February 24th. I mean, she has to actually serve time. That's going to put a bump in the production schedule. Yeah.
And since they don't know yet, so I think that's why they haven't said anything about renewing it and stuff, because they don't want to renew it. And what if something happens?
Yeah. No one knows. But we can pitch, like, Coach Kalani. Let's have, like, Kalani and Gianna teach them the dances. That would be fun.
I'd be down.
Yeah. So that is some exciting stuff. There's a lot of food for thought to think about. It does look like Maisie is going to be with us. It did seem like she was featured in some of the promos for upcoming dances. So I do think she'll be there. Didn't see a lot of Lily or Illy, neither of the minis. What do you think? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there is a lot to think about, so we are going to wrap it up. Thank you all for joining us. My name is Pam Gross. You can catch us on AfterBuzz TV. You can check us out on YouTube. Feel free to subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Also, if you like the show and want to catch out some other shows, please take a look at, on Wednesday, Magicians is starting up from the Sci-Fi Network. And on Thursday, if you like the show Salem, you can see the finale as we cover that.
My name is Karina Vargas. You can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS. And don't forget to watch Grey's Anatomy, the after show, on Thursday.
All right.
My name is Becca Brown. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BeccaBTalksTV. And check out the Shadowhunters after show on Tuesdays, right before, well, 2 hours before this one, and the Beyond after show every Monday.
Thanks. All right. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Bye.
Keep on dancing.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.